Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, April 18. Coming up, Prime Minister reaffirms aim to reduce public sector bureaucracy, national spatial plan to be developed, and new ambassador designate to Cuba appointed. The news in detail after the break.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reaffirming the government's plan to strengthen the partnership between the public and private sectors through public sector modernization. Mr. Holness says special focus is being placed in eliminating red tape in government regulatory agencies to ensure more seamless relationship with private sector organizations and foster a more investor-friendly business climate across the country.
Government's role is to facilitate and enable the private sector to invest, innovate, and provide the goods and services. That conversation is ongoing, and we have wrapped that up into what we call public sector reform, to get our public sector bureaucracy far more efficient at providing services to the public and to the private sector.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing the Jamaican diaspora in Brussels, Belgium on Monday. More than 130 Jamaicans and those of Jamaican parentage came from Paris, Antwerp, Luxembourg, Barcelona, and across Belgium to attend the reception. Mr. Holness also used the opportunity to emphasize that his administration is working to create a Jamaica that is economically independent and peaceful. The Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has signed a contract with Acclimatise Group Limited to draft technical papers for the development of the country's National Spatial Plan. The plan, which was conceptualized in 2009, will ensure the optimal use of Jamaica's land and marine resources, as well as outline the framework for their effective management. Speaking at the launch and signing ceremony on Tuesday, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Audrey Sewell said government has taken interest in the development of the spatial plan to address issues regarding climate change and prevent billions of dollars worth of losses at the hands of extreme weather events.
The National Spatial Plan will address the major challenges of disaster risk reduction and climate change response while protecting the environment, improving natural resources management, and enhancing the quality of the built environment.
The project is being funded through a grant agreement signed between the government and the Caribbean Development Bank. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang says crime reduction programs are being implemented for the South St. Andrew Police Division, which has been plagued by crime in recent years. Mr. Chang says the government is providing the necessary support to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to dismantle the 31 gangs operating in the area. He was speaking at a media briefing on Monday at the Hunts Bay Police Station prior to touring several communities in the division. The communities included Hunts Bay, Majesty Gardens, Riverton, and Waterhouse. In the meantime, Police Commissioner Major Anthony Anderson says community policing is a central component of the crime reduction strategies being employed in the division.
A number of the solutions have to target very specific people who are leading process of crime. Whatever strategy we have has to target both the people who are giving and also the people who are doing.
The tour of the South St. Andrew Division forms part of the ministry's five-pillar crime reduction strategy with an emphasis on effective policing. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, has announced the appointment of Attorney-at-Law Catherine Phipps as Ambassador-designate to Cuba. Ms. Phipps will succeed Ambassador Adele Robinson, who will reassume duties at the ministry. Minister Johnson-Smith says Ms. Phipps' experience and understanding of international law, particularly laws relating to international trade and organizations within the Caribbean region, aligns with Jamaica's goal of building wider trade linkages and stronger technical cooperation across the region. Ms. Phipps has over 30 years of experience in international law and currently chairs the Medical Appeals Tribunals. She has also previously chaired the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, and the Nurses Appeal Tribunal. Ms. Phipps will commence her tour of duty in Cuba in May. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.